Word Up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is August the 4th, 2010. And here is some of the lineup you can expect from the Word of Mouth Wednesday on the show tonight. We are days away from the 65th anniversary of the nuclear bombing of Hiroshima, and 65 years later, nuclear issues are still very pressing at this point in time in this place on Earth. So first up, we'll be speaking with Gordon Edwards, who's of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, about the new plan to transport radioactive steam generators through the Great Lakes, up the St. Lawrence, across the Atlantic to Sweden. So we're going to have that interview coming up, plus some more headlines coming up on the G20. More info is coming out at this day and time. And then also we're going to have a tribute to in memoriam, rest in peace, Chris Story, Christopher Story, a writer from the UK, who was the writer of worldreports.org, who was announced last week that he is not with us any longer. So that's what you can expect here for the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We'll be broadcasting 7 to 8 p.m. Here on CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasting in Toronto from the Ryerson University campus. We'll be right back right after this. It's about 7.03 p.m., and it's always 95.6.
This is 95.6 with News at 6, and today's headline.
This is universal, this message is in a commercial. Seducing them into balls to delusions. What's the solution of this apart from the news for? Let me take about you hearts 2-4 by 2-4. Rip to pay the interest on the mortgage. Back up all the pinnacle and back into the storage. This generation speaks about natural isolation. Let us take away from waiting on the apple of temptation. In a gracious humble turn over nearly proof. No matter what color skin, same color teeth. Your STFU in the 91 war. Am I right, Ron? From a piece of bells left and open. Due date on the minimum. They may make me sweat, sweat you too. To the first of the month, well, then Bernanke loves to prolong.
Now, this girl slept 9-5-6 when the mob hits underground, don't do that young game college. Lying on the new screen while I spread knowledge. Count this down, slut 956 when the mob hits underground, the that young ain't college. Lying on the new screen while I spread knowledge. Politic and politicians, tricky rich gimmicks. Serve all you new speak, double speak lyrics. Oil falls, but gas breaks, rice, coalition hot tricks while they raise their taxes. Give us project has a money living in mansion. As you hold debts, be hexed while their subsidies cancelled. Raise them in a moment, but it's taxable. No pressure's problem when he's held accountable. Count this down, slut 956 when the mob hits underground, the that young ain't college. Lie on the new screen while I spread knowledge. Count the scouts, let 956 when the mob hits underground, the that young ain't college.
Analysts analyze mid stock prices plummet. NGE scheming at mafia summits. Protest till the tear gas hits. Fascist police undercover start riots. Solidarity fist strike back and burn flag. CNN censors so you ignore truth. You conscious. No, this is proof you're sleepy. I see your eyes traffic and daisy. Your whole life is fugazi. Keep my two eyes open for the third hour. Watch them while yours are eyes wide shut to the clockwork.
Count this down, slot 956 when the mob hits underground. Don't do that young game college. Lie on the new screen while I spread knowledge. Now this girl slept 956 when the mob hits underground. Dodge that young game college. Lie on the new screen while I spread knowledge.
This girl slept. That's what's up. Different records. Don't drop this.
This is Kevin Annett with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday.
Thank you. chip in our brains. If you speak up, you're called insane. But together we'll go nowhere. We'll expose their sins, we'll give them pain. Now it's time to fight.
New world order, new disorder. They wanna take control of your soul.
Second American Revolution. The future of freedom depends on you. Go to Infowars.com. Go to FreedomToFascism.com. Victory or death.
From California.
Fired Up Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the show. Sorry about that delay there, but we do have our first interview guest here on the line, and joining us today to speak with us about a major issue that's taking place right in this province and in the waters near here. Or at least it will be once this radioactive steam generator transport plan takes effect. But speaking with us today about this issue is Gordon Edwards from the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Edwards to the show today. Hello.
Hi there. Thank you, Daniel.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here on the show. And I think it'd be good to give the audience just an overview here about what is the province of Ontario suggesting with what's going on with the Bruce Nuclear Power Plant? And
okay, well, first of all, it's a private company that operates the Bruce Power Plant. It's called Bruce Power, and this is a privately owned, profit-making corporation. They are leasing the reactors from Ontario Power Generation, which is owned by the government of Ontario. So what we have is the ownership belongs to the government, but the actual management and the running of the plant belongs to a private company. Now, this private company has been undertaking what's called a refurbishment of these reactors. What it really means is that the reactor has become so old and decrepit that it's no longer safe to run. And so they have to gut it. They have to take out all these radioactive pipes and radioactive equipment, which has become corroded and too dangerous to operate anymore. And they're replacing it with all new components. The difficulty is that these old components have become very radioactive. The ones that are closest to the core of the reactor have become the most radioactive. They're so radioactive that they require a lot of care, and they'll have to be guarded for thousands of years as radioactive waste. The steam generators are the ones that are furthest away from the core of the reactor, but they still are radioactively contaminated because the water that runs through the core also runs through these steam generators. So they've got 16 of these huge steam generators that they were going to treat as radioactive waste just a couple of years ago. And now all of a sudden they've got the bright idea of packing them up onto a ship and sending them across the ocean to Sweden through the Great Lakes in the meantime, in order to actually get some of this radioactive waste off their hands by recycling it into commercial products, by selling it as scrap metal. So that's what we're opposed to, and that's what we're trying to stop at the moment.
Right, and I know that there was a presentation last week to the Owen Sound City Council from the Canadian Nuclear Safety
Commission.
Commission, right. And Mr. Ramzi Jamal, the Executive Vice President and Chief Regulator, I guess, was the person making the presentation. And then you wrote out, and I got it in front of me here, your response or critique to this presentation, that you talk about that there's a number of serious oversights. I guess, what are your concerns? What are your main concerns with
The main concerns are that the regulatory agency, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, is supposed to represent the interests of the public, and they're also supposed to explain to the public what the dangers are. And what is upsetting about this presentation is that they sound like they're paid by the nuclear industry to promote the idea rather than to explain the dangers. So they sound more like part of the industry than like the agency that's supposed to be regulating the industry. In other words, instead of sounding like a watchdog, they're sounding like a lapdog.
Wow, and this plan to basically ship this material through the waterways. I guess this is one of your main concerns, is the threat of the contamination.
Well, there's a couple of things involved here. First of all, imagine, if you will, these huge steam generators, which are about the size of a school bus, okay? And there's 16 of them. Each one of them weighs about 100 tons each. And inside those steam generators, each one of them has about 5,000 radioactively contaminated tubes, pipes inside. And nobody knows exactly the full extent of the contamination in those tubes because nobody's gone inside to look. So what we have is not just a vessel, but you also have a container which is full of these radioactively contaminated pipes. Now, some of the contaminants in these pipes are elements like plutonium and americium and curium. These are man-made elements. They don't exist in nature, and they're very, very toxic, and they have very long half-lives going into the many, many thousands of years. For example, plutonium has a half-life of 24,000 years. So why should we be shipping these things across our waterways? Why take a risk? And there's no good reason for it, because nobody actually wants this stuff. There isn't anybody in the world who's saying, please, could you sell me some radioactive metal? Nobody wants it. What they're doing is they're wanting to melt some of this material down and sell it as scrap metal without telling anybody that it's actually got radioactive contamination in it. So it's a way of getting rid of some of their responsibility for guarding the radioactive waste. Let's recycle it into consumer products. And what we're concerned about is that there are two risks. One risk is the risk to the waterways, the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River. Should we be allowing radioactive waste to be shipped along these precious waterways? Because you can be sure that if they get away with this shipment, it's not going to be the last. It's going to be only the beginning of a new trend. That is, in the future, we're going to see more and more shipments of radioactive waste material, radioactive debris, going over the Great Lakes and along the St. Lawrence River. So we feel that now is the time to stop these shipments and ask ourselves, do we want this to happen at all? Because why should we allow it if there's no good reason for it? And the only reason is to save Bruce Power a little bit of money.
Wow, and the I guess the question that is coming to my mind though is this is I guess the destination if the transportation of these steam generators goes throughout the Great Lakes up the St. Lawrence and then across the Atlantic to Sweden, why do you think Sweden has been chosen?
Well, Sweden has been chosen because there's only three countries in the world that will allow radioactively contaminated metal to be entered into scrap metal that's released for unrestricted use. You know, there's a lot of scrap metal dealers all over the world, lots of them in North America, lots of them in Ontario, who will take scrap metal, they'll melt it down, and they'll sell it to somebody who wants to use metal. Well, this Studsvik company in Sweden, and there's only three countries that can legally get away with doing this right now. One of them is Sweden, the other one is Ukraine, and the other one is Russia. Those are the only three countries where it's allowed. In North America, it's not allowed. That's why they want to send it across to Sweden. So what they're going to do at Sweden is they're going to try to separate the more contaminated waste from the less contaminated, and they're going to melt down the less contaminated waste, and this is going to cause a lot of pollution to the Baltic Sea and to the atmosphere, because this stuff does go off as gases, and it also gets released into the Baltic Sea where the plant is located. And finally, you're going to end up with radioactively contaminated metal, which can be packaged as scrap metal and then sold for any purpose at all. So it could end up anywhere in the world as metal products. And there won't be any indication, there won't be any labeling saying that it's radioactive or that it contains radioactive waste.
Wow, and I know that part of your critique here on this presentation was you added some questions that you had already sent the CNSC, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, on July 14th. One of the questions that you had was, what other shipments of radioactive steam generators have been made from North America to Sweden? Do you think this is already going on?
No, there never has been any shipments. The reason I asked that question is because CNSC, unfortunately, consciously or unconsciously, has been giving bad information out. And one of the things they've said is that this will not be the first time that these kind of shipments have been made. I believe that to be untrue. I think that this will be, in fact, the very first time that these kinds of shipments from North America to Sweden have ever been made. I asked the CNSC this question in response to something they said on their website, and to this day they have not given me an answer. I've also asked them a number of other questions. For example, do they have a list of the radioactive materials inside these steam generators? No answer. do they have a measurement of the number of curies? That's the number of becquerels. That's the measurement of radioactivity that's inside the steam generators. No answer. Do they have a measurement of the contact radiation dose at the edge, at the outside edge of the steam generator? No answer. So they're not answering these questions. And even though on their website they say, have any questions? Give us a call. So I feel that they are not fulfilling their obligation to the public. They are paid by out of our taxpayers' money in order, among other things, to give us good information, good scientific objective information about the nature of the hazards. And I don't believe they're doing that. In fact, many of the things they said in their presentation are quite misleading. For instance, they only talk about radiation as if it is invisible rays that come off the vessel. They don't even talk about the radioactive contamination of the materials inside the vessel. There's no mention of this. They don't really explain that there are some of the most dangerous types of atomic radiation are not actually invisible rays at all, but are particles which are called alpha particles and beta particles, and these can be very damaging when they get into the food chain or into the human body. There's no explanation of this whatsoever. So I feel that they are really letting down the Canadian public, and they're not fulfilling their own legal obligations to provide objective scientific information.
Well, speaking about these issues, I noticed in your critique here, I've got the section competency in health matters. You talk about there being a recent situation where hundreds of workers involved with the Bruce A refurbishment were contaminated. What was that?
Well, that's correct. Because they were having this refurbishment, they have many hundreds of workers working away inside these plants, trying to get them ready for restart, to start up again and to start operating after they have gutted the old material and replaced it with new material, the new tubing and the new pipes and so on. Well, they told hundreds of workers that that it was safe to work in this particular area because their Geiger counters indicated very, very low levels of radiation, which they considered to be negligible. And these workers went in there. Because of this, they were told they didn't need protective equipment. They didn't need to wear respirators. They could just wear ordinary street clothes and go in there and work. Well, it turns out that over 200 of these men, unknown to anybody at the time, were breathing radioactive dust into their bodies, a very fine radioactive dust, which is so fine that it stays suspended in the air for long periods of time, sort of like tobacco smoke. If you think of tobacco smoke, you know, it's really made up of particles. It's not really a gas. It's actually made up of tiny little particles, but they're so small that they stay in the air, and they're easy to breathe, and that's what these men were doing. They were breathing these radioactive particles. So now they've got their bodies contaminated with this radioactive dust, and that kind of dust is also inside the steam generators. So if the steam generators were to suffer an accident or a leak of some kind, that dust could get out and affect a lot of people who, of course, also would not be protected.
Well, moving into here, into your oversight in the critique, oversight number 7, you speak about safe radiation levels, and then you bring in a 2007 press release from the U.S. National Academy of Sciences report on the biological effects of ionizing radiation. And in that they say that a preponderance of scientific evidence shows that even low doses of ionizing radiation are likely to pose some risks. Why did you bring that into the critique?
Well, I think it's disgraceful that we have a regulatory agency which pretends that there is a safe level of radiation when, in fact, all of the authorities in the world, including the ones they base their standards on, say the opposite. The International Commission on Radiological Protection, for example, the ICRP, from which the Canadian authority claims to get its radiation standards from, they say zero risk is not an option, that no matter how low you make the standards, there will be some risk of fatal diseases developing, such as cancer and leukemia. It's impossible to eliminate the risk altogether unless you want to go all the way down to zero radiation exposure. So I think that it is irresponsible, in my opinion, for a regulatory agency to tell workers and the public that the regulatory limits are safe limits, that in the sense that you can't suffer any ill effects from this. That's sort of like saying asbestos is safe as long as you have only a small amount of it. Or it's like saying secondhand smoke is okay. What is the permissible level of secondhand smoke? The reason it's set at zero is because there is no safe level. And that's what the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission should be saying if they really were working in the best interests of the Canadian public.
Well, here we are on in broadcasting from Toronto at CKLN. We're on the shores of Lake Ontario, and I know Bruce Powers on the shores of Lake Huron. But I guess if there was anything that happened in the Great Lakes, I guess there'd be a lot of communities that could be affected with this transportation of radioactive material. I did notice. And one of your sections here, and the lack of transparency, you did speak of one situation in the 90s about transporting radioactivity, and that there was a proposal of something about in Scarborough that there was a massive opposition. What was that?
Okay, yeah, that's quite a different situation, but it's what I was trying to point out there is that. The Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission should realize that it's one thing to have radioactive waste on the site of the Bruce reactors and transporting it merely across the road to a waste disposal site or a waste storage site. That's one thing. But shipping it all the way to Sweden past the communities of millions of people and over lakes which constitute drinking water for millions of people, to think that that could be done without a proper environmental assessment review or without a proper public hearing that involves all those affected along the waterway, it staggers the imagination. The example that I was using of this small amount of radioactive soil in Scarborough that they tried to move to, I think it was Camp Borden, it was a military base, that was some years ago, but that stirred up quite a hornet's nest of opposition. And previously, there had been an effort to move some 800,000 tons of radioactively contaminated waste from Port Hope, Ontario, to some other Canadian community in Ontario. And that also stirred up a tremendous amount of controversy and interest. So my point is simply this. The nuclear industry should realize, and the nuclear regulatory should realize, that when you're going to start moving radioactive waste over along routes which affect people who live on both sides, you've got to expect that those people want to be consulted and they want to know what's, and they want to have a say. And I would like to go back to the main point here. The main point is that there's really no reason for these wastes to be moved at all. As a matter of fact, just a few years ago, if you go back to 2005, there was an environmental assessment about this entire refurbishment project. And in the documents, which are online, anybody can look at them, Bruce Power states emphatically that these steam generators are regarded as radioactive waste and they will only be stored on site. They will not be moved over public roads, nor will they be taken off site. They'll simply be guarded as radioactive waste indefinitely. So it's not as if we don't know what to do with these things. Putting them into consumer goods is not the way to go. And transporting them over the Great Lakes and along the St. Lawrence River, we feel, is not the way to go either.
Right, and I'm speaking with Gordon Edwards of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. And the last time we spoke with you was in 2008, and we were talking about, we got into the topic of nuclear weapons. And I know it always comes up this year with the, since we're days away from the anniversary of the bombings in Japan. With what's going on now in 2010, I know a few months ago, Presidents Obama and President Medvedev of Russia made a joint pledge to slash nuclear weapons by a third. And then I even saw today that there was some delay in the Senate on the U.S. side. But is there any hope right now, like, or increased hope right now with for this world for like a, eventually a world with less nuclear weapons or no nuclear weapons?
Well, we really have to go for zero, because this is what Ban Ki-moon recently, just this week, he announced that he is committed to zero planet with zero nuclear weapons. During his tenure as leader of the United Nations, and Obama has said something similar with regard to his tenure as leadership of, as president of the United States, and even some of the old hawks like Kissinger, for example, and some of the past people who were in favor of nuclear weapons have come out and said we really need to have a world without nuclear weapons. Here's the problem. The problem is that if you look around the world today, you look at Iran and people say, well, maybe they want to develop nuclear weapons. You look at North Korea and you say, hey, they've already developed nuclear weapons. How many other countries are waiting in the wings to develop nuclear weapons? You can't have a world based on hypocrisy. If it's okay for Israel to have nuclear weapons, for the United States to have nuclear weapons, for Russia to have nuclear weapons, and for Pakistan and India to have nuclear weapons, these are all people that we are working with. These are all people that are not regarded as pariahs, but are regarded as allies, and they have nuclear weapons. So how can you have a double standard? How can you say it's okay for some people that we like to have nuclear weapons and not okay for other people? We really have to get rid of these things altogether because they, in fact, constitute the greatest threat to the survival of the human race. Nuclear weapons have within them the ability to make the entire planet unlivable in a rather short period of time, a matter of hours. So that's why we have to get rid of them because, you know, we're alone on this planet as a species. We're the ones who are pulling the ropes, if you like to put it that way. And we've really got to realize that it's just as crazy to have nuclear weapons in our world as it would be to give machine guns to everybody on the street and say, okay, now you can protect yourself because you're all carrying machine guns. We just know that some people are going to be a little bit wacky or a little bit angry or a little bit off balance, and bad things are going to happen. With nuclear weapons, the trouble is, it's not just a few people or a few hundred people or a few thousand people that get killed, it's the planet gets ruined.
For real. And yeah, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Gordon Edwards, for bringing your knowledge to the Word of Mouth Wednesday today. Thanks a lot for appearing on the show.
My pleasure.
All right, thanks. And that was Gordon Edwards of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, ccnr.org, to find more information on the work of Gordon Edwards and the Canadian Coalition of Nuclear Responsibility, more reports, and you can read it all online at ccnr.org. And are just going to throw it to a music break here, and then we'll be back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday with more content. Stay tuned. This one is a track from Down Under. It's Jay Waters. It's a track called Conjuring a Rainbow.
Fictitious flip trip, channeling in grey slip, bumping on a rocking horse while flying in a spaceship. With a heart head up high like I'm on emergency, floating limbo, broken truth through life in its uncertainty. Ravel tongue, grab on my sonar to the timid, on a true relaxed brain. Gotta get this girl out of my headset, abstract. Human splinter, pressure, stellar first, then the nebula, it bursts, and a cellular defiance of gravity, imaginary infraction, reality, bringing the batch of genius first insanity. Toxic shock, tick-tock, the clock. Time fucking stuck in the right of a dead end to kick in the bucket. Mucking it up on a constant plane, trying in vain, you need to complain. Ever to wane, no one to blame, not for the fame, wiping the shame off. Free speech coming direct with anti-brainwash. Join the fragments, find the light, be open to the different. Dance, swimming through the ocean, breathing cancer. Magic ocean, bring the motion like a dancer. Light coming from your head just like a halo. Getting deeper, trying to conjure up a rainbow. Dance, swimming through the ocean, breathing cancer. Magic ocean, bring the motion like a dancer. Light coming from your head just like a halo. Getting deeper, conjuring a rainbow. Flying to the sovereign, going off, forgotten the logic. Out of sound, underground, back at lab, breathing in the smoke. Shit, lung rudder, slide, I'm on a suffocate. Head in hands, wipe and sleep, barely stand. Seven at the clock, press her snooze 20 times before I get up. Dread the day ahead, fast forward, robot city set up. I'm fed up, gotta live with it with my soul character. I come not the fun, they find the sun and moon star traveler. Unravel the pigment, no matter what the pigment. Imagination, rhythm, intrinsical. Let's search it through a different will. A new way of thinking of love become the prevalent. Maryland aiming persecution of relevant Ohio settlement. Probably not the earth being a spot as we be joining the dots, pigeonholing reality, growing ever more rapidly, seeking a prize in the cavity, seeking a route through life, free and eternally, happily walk. Dance, swimming through the ocean, breathing cancer. Magic ocean, bring the motion like a dancer. Light coming from your head just like a halo. Getting deep, trying to conjure up a rainbow. Dance, swimming through the ocean, breathing cancer. Magic ocean, bring the motion like a dancer. Light coming from your head just like a halo. Getting deep, conjuring a rainbow. I look back to a different time when I was free. Amazed at the wonder of the world in front of me. Choking out my essence, yearning happily to be. When money clouds the mind, I forget to stop to see the beauty. Breathe deep and wash it duly. A light warms upon the bones of every speaker purely. I wanna throw it all away, maybe learn the cello. Express all my love and song the heart should add a mellow. In meadows of yellow flowers, plain ever mellow. We sell open glasses, happy people saying hello. A well bro, the sort of stuff only happens on the tello. Vision and a night when you're headed here to palace. Get on a sensical, beautiful missions, quest for the plentiful. People walking around them with the vision of three-dimensional. Lord of God, going on, man, it's intentional. A theory very possible, but finding out eventually. Dance, swimming through the ocean, breathing cancer. Magic ocean, bring the motion like a dancer. Light coming from your head just like a halo. Getting deep, trying to conjure up a rainbow. Dance, swimming through the ocean, breathing cancer. Magic ocean, bring the motion like a dancer. Light coming from your head just like
word
a halo.
Up. Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here. It's about 7:44 p.m. and just moving along in the show. Got off to a bit of a slow start, but you know there's still a lot of info we got to get out before this show is wrapped up. Big announcement. Just getting into the Toronto G20. Some quick updates here. Toronto Media Co-op actually had a headline a few days ago. Headline: activists warned that speaking to the media could lead to jail. And then the article gets into the OPP have warned the alleged G20 protest ringleaders, Leah Henderson and Alex Hundert, that their recent interviews are a violation of bail conditions. And both of these alleged ringleaders were arrested in the middle of the night at gunpoint before any of the protests. And I guess recently, since they've been out on bail, they've been on CBC, Toronto Sun, Vancouver Media Co-op, Rabble.ca. And these are the major, troubles, I guess, you can cause or be in for, trying to get your side of the story. That's another reason why there's a lot of people that think that there is something being covered up here, is that one side can't get into the, these two people that have been charged and, they're all over, their picture's been all over the papers and stuff, can't get their own side out in the media. Or I guess it's a condition of their bail or, well, another announcement, this one coming today. This I saw this in the Hank Yore website, and it says 100 days away from the Korea hosting the summit. So it was an article about the countdown, I guess the countdown to 100 days away for the next G20 summit to be hosted in Korea in, I think it's the first weekend of November. And they're talking about even a special law that's going into effect in October in Korea. And the special law is... will limit demonstrations to the whim of the head of the president's security. And then it also mobilizes the military to assist police in duties. So I guess we're seeing similar, things to what happened in Toronto with the secret law are starting up in Korea as they're now 100 days away from a G20 summit, the next one. Well, here on Word of Mouth Wednesday.
...with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday. And please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.
And that was Kevin Annett there. Just a quick promo here as we move into our next segment. And our next segment is going to be a tribute to a writer of worldreports.org, also the editor of worldreports.org, Chris Story, who was announced, has passed away. It was announced on the weekend, but it apparently happened in the middle of July. And because worldreports.org gets into a lot of the conspiracies already, the email, the online world is like buzzing with the conspiracy theories about what happened to Christopher Story. The email headline that I got was "Hero Whistleblower Reporter Christopher Story of worldreports.org Assassinated?" with a question mark. And then I clicked on, there's different theories that he was shot in the street. There's also a conspiracy that he was poisoned. And then there was a conspiracy that he posted a July 10th report that was immediately pulled down where he spoke of himself being poisoned. But according to his own official site, worldreports.org, the most recent posting was Christopher Story died peacefully at home on the 14th of July after a short illness. Book orders will continue to be accepted as usual. However, there may be a short delay in processing existing orders. His family are grateful for their privacy at this sad time. So it is a quite a short posting about what happened, and that is that's one of the reasons that I think a lot of people are still skeptical, is because Chris Story is known to write a lot of, you know, he writes at length. A lot of his news reports you can read online, his most recent ones are still up there, are, you know, long. If you printed them out, there'd be like 10, 20 pages maybe. His books, though, that he's got from Edward Harrell Limited Publisher, The European Union Collective, another book called The New Underworld Order, and he speaks a lot about, you know, the powers that be, the people who are controlling the world. Well, what I got here for our tribute is a few clips here. This clip, you know, because Chris Story is on YouTube a bit, Christopher Story speaking about the European Union Collective. This is a clip from a talk show he was on. I think it was in the early 2000s, like around 2002. So when the European Union Collective was a bit, you know, younger. Here is his thoughts on the European Union Collective. This is Chris Story, in memoriam.
This business of controlling all the political parties and giving them, allowing them to adopt different names, you know, this was a conscious policy, mm-hmm. which was laid down by Gorbachev and Yeltsin mm-hmm. at the 28th Party Congress in July 1990. Mm-hmm. Both Gorbachev and Yeltsin made speeches in which they said to the comrades, now is the time to follow whatever path you feel would be most appropriate. In a nutshell, that's what they said. We have the two quotes in my book, mm-hmm. The European Union Collective. So that's what I call democratism, which is the creation and maintenance of the illusion of democracy. Mm-hmm. Now that pattern is being implemented in the European Union.
Mm-hmm. So there he's speaking about democracy in the European Union, and I guess it is something to look out for everywhere on Earth that's supposed to be a democracy. Is, you know, are you seeing things changing and freedoms changing? One of the things, the main things that gets this whole conspiracy going, what's really fun in this, Christopher Story has been writing most recently a lot about the economic crisis and the derivatives market. Here is a quick clip here from the Lawful Rebellion conference, his last, most recent YouTube video, which was from the fall of 2009. Here is his take on the derivatives market.
We have been exposing the biggest corruption story in the history of the world, which is basically surrounded, concerns the derivatives operation. All derivatives are fraudulent finance activities. And as a direct result of this activity, which you can see displayed on my website, which is www.worldreports.org, sorry to plug it, but I have to, the United States moved this week onto the Basel II norms, which means that all off-balance sheet transactions are illegal, and which means that the entire derivatives sector is worth zilch. Now, the reason that the pound in your pocket is a piddly little coin, which you can't even buy the Daily Telegraph with, is precisely because this leveraging and hypothecation and fraudulent finance activity has been taking place. Now, it was originated in the bowels of the what I call the US intelligence power, and the proxy name for that is the CIA, but actually we're referring to 16, possibly 18 agencies which are a subsidiary to the CIA, including the FBI. And this fraudulent finance operation originated when money became digitized or was ceased to be more than just an entry on a bank statement or a balance sheet. And the brains behind this is Dr. Henry Kissinger.
So there you got a taste of Chris Story's getting into, you know, who's actually involved with this, who are the powers that be controlling this, and then he just named one name there. Who I've heard a lot about Henry Kissinger just because he had worked for so many of the different presidents and, you know, even between different political parties. He's been an advisor for a long time. So I know that he's definitely an important guy. And, you know, that's where some of the conspiracy gets to. How much of the truth was Chris Story, you know, revealing? So I looked at his last news headlines. And, you know, his last one, July 1st, headline, big U.S. banks confirmed as criminal enterprises. And he goes on to describe a black octopus criminal carousel. And he lists a bunch of banks and then talks about the idea that they could be laundering money with drug trafficking cartels. And then he has some evidence from banks involved in Mexico. Well, you can read this all at worldreports.org. And you know, even more, maybe even a bit more interesting, especially for local listeners, is his second last report, Obama Lies and Double Crosses the G8 and G20, in which he, Chris Story, describes what went on at the G8 G20 meetings in Toronto and talks about trillions of dollars being stolen. So this, you know, this is the kind of info that you could get across with when you start doing the research into Chris Story. Well, here's just a quick taste of when Chris Story really gets into, you know, who's on top of this criminal carousel that he talks about. Here's a quick description here of the exposition of a group called the DVD.
Operation Paperclip, that was the first major transfer of Nazis into the United States. So about 700 families went on under Operation Paperclip, but it went on and on and on right the way to the beginning of the 50s. So what happened was that the US intelligence power was taken over to some extent, which was a considerable extent, by a German Nazi fifth column who have been running the show ever since. Now, Kissinger is, I believe, the key to this, and he was instrumental in persuading President Ford to dismiss William Colby as DCI, the Director of Intelligence, in favor of George H.W. Bush. Now, George Bush is the representative in the United States of Deutscher Verteidigungsdienst, which is the German black agency based, believe it or not, in Dachau. And we call it DVD. I exposed DVD. It's nothing to be proud about because we've known about it for years. But I publicized it. And I know for a fact that certain intelligence officers from DVD have actually congratulated elements of MI6 on this exposure, because they think I'm MI6, which is, of course, complete rubbish.
Right, so that's the thing with Chris Story, is we don't know quite who he's working for. We just know that he you know, has been revealed that he's loyal to the Queen and the monarchy. So that's sort of where I think of him as the old world order, because he is definitely totally against this new world order that seems to be going in. You can get more information, though, at the worldreports.org for the actual full reports, or you can check out these clips on YouTube. Just search Christopher Story. You'll find a few clips on YouTube. There's not too many out there. And really, this information hasn't been reported too much. His death hasn't been reported too much. And that clip, the Lawful Rebellion clips that we've been playing, were actually from the BBC Five. They're actually broadcast on TV in Britain. So it is another reason why it's suspicious is that it hasn't been reported too much. This other theory that Chris Story had posted something on July 14th, I have not been able to confirm. I haven't been able to find a copy of what apparently was posted. I've just been able to read a few descriptions of people had, so I can't even confirm if that's true. With this, you know, it's hard to know what's real, what's not. How about we just listen to here? I'll just play another to wrap up our tribute to Chris Story. Rest in peace, Christopher Story. Is a bit of the end of his presentation at the Lawful Rebellion. Here's where Christopher Story starts talking about the solutions to this problem, the DVD and these banking cartels that are controlling it. Here is some words on solutions.
The solution is that the VAT money should, by administrative fiat of the government, be redirected to a special account at the Treasury. Do we need to tell Brussels this? No, wouldn't bother to tell them. What I would do is just reallocate the funds into the Treasury. After all, they've got a certain financial problem, have they not? These funds are not insubstantial. Within 3 years, the Treasury's problems will be finished. For that reason alone, 15, 20 billion will be very happily received at the Treasury. Okay, that's not enough, but never mind. Now, all they have to do is to have the funds redirected. If Brussels gets uptight, the Treasury says, well, your accounts have not been in order for the last 14 years. We have been advised that it's a criminal offence for us to forward funds to you. We have ceased to do so. What's your problem? Now, finally, I would just rechannel the money straight away so that the British government is no longer committing fraud against you, the taxpayer, and so that we are no longer paying our taxes into the hands of a criminal enterprise. Thank you very much.
Word up. So rest in peace, Christopher Story, the editor of worldreports.org. Check out worldreports.org for more info on Chris Story. And I'd like to thank again our guest at the top of the show, Gordon Edwards. Sorry again for the delay there, too, at the start of the show. Hopefully things will go smoother next week. But just going to leave off you with a track here. This one's Bittersweet. It's Colin Monroe and Wale. Stay tuned for The Blues Dr. Julie Hill, coming up next. My name's Daniel Libby. It's been the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Take care. Peace. Word out.
If your scars don't turn around, run until you see light, until you see light.
Yeah. The long road to success is dangerous. That's why I never claimed I was the best. I wanna be their breath, don't wanna be their king. Ain't tryna be your god, just wanna live my dreams. Put it on everything. History I'ma make. Typically those great have predetermined fate. Mostly cause niggas hate you, tryna fill up your plate. Niggas is carnivores when there's so much at stake. Ain't tryna fight no war against my brother. But I'm a man first and I demand my respect from all them. Success, sweet nectar, is why I keep looking. But every other bite, it slightly needs sugar. Like whenever I look up, I'm expecting the light. I'm abusing the sunshine till I'm technically blind. Translation, cause my life's too sweet. I can always go home and look down my
this
street.
Is a
it's bittersweet.
The bittersweet.
There's a dark cloud.
Even if your scars don't turn around, run until you see light, light. Until you see light, light. This is a bit.